Plan to fail so you won't. Production will solve all your problems. Some will, some won't. Stop whining, so what? Just hit your weekly production goal. The weekend starts now.
Why do we say what we say? When should we say it? How do you succeed in this crazy business? I've recorded about 20 of my live, in the home, selling presentations. I've done this to help you understand our system of selling and help you move forward in your selling career. Listen to these over and over until you can quote me in your sleep. Many of my most successful agents have listened to over 200 hours of my live presentations. Listen and learn. Good luck and great selling.
Pulmonary disease. So in the past 4 or 5 years, you've been pretty healthy.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's take a look for you here. Right now.
Yeah.
Okay. If we were to provide you with a $15,000 benefit, you'd be looking at $49.92 for $15,000. $12,000 is $40.45, and $10,000 is $34.14. Now, let's look at that one real briefly. What this program gives you, to help you understand how unique this program is, what this program gives you the ability to do is what we call accelerate your dollars. This program is no different than a savings account, except you don't have to wait for the balance to build up. Well, $34 a month is basically a dollar a day, isn't it?
Right.
How long will it take you to save $10,000 or a dollar a day?
Quite a while.
Okay, about 30 years.
Yeah.
Okay, we give it to you just like that. Okay, that's the advantage of these programs. Okay, so you don't fund this program, we do. So the important thing, again, the question that it answers is what I said in the beginning, is we know we're going to die at some point in time. We're going to create a funeral expense. The question is, where does the money come from? Well, like I said, again, if you don't have it and your daughter doesn't have it, that's where we come in. So it gives you the ability to pay an expense. We squander a dollar a day, don't we?
Yeah.
Sometimes two. It's not hard to do. It's a cup of coffee, it's a Coke, it's a lottery ticket, it's a candy bar, it's a, I don't want to cook lunch today, let's run through McDonald's and get a burger and a soda. It's easy to do. The point I want to make here is how long it'll take, again, to save $10,000 at a dollar a day. $15,000 is basically a dollar and a half a day. Okay? That's the advantage of these programs because it gives you an immediate 100% guaranteed cash benefit. Would you be comfortable with that $15,000 benefit, or would you just start with the 10 at this point?
That's my main problem, is that I'm on a permanent disability.
Okay.
So I get a little bit over $600 a month.
Okay. And that's what I would say probably 95% of all my clients are in the same position you're in. Most of them are not on a disability, but they're on a just Social Security only.
Right.
You know, and for most people, that is around $600 to $700 per month. And that's, this program is designed specifically for that purpose. Because again, you don't have a savings account. You don't have enough money left over at the end of every month to put money in savings. So what this program gives you the ability to do is build it into your budget, start out small, start out with that $10,000 program. We can build it up later if we need to. But again, it gives you the ability to accelerate your dollars, make your dollars work harder for you. Because I said it would take you at $34. It would take you 24 and a half years to save $10,000 at $34 a month or a dollar a day, basically. Okay. Well, are you going to be around for the next 34 years or 24 years? Probably. But is there any guarantee?
No.
That means you'll be 85. 85 is not old. But First of all, are we going to live another 24 and a half years? Second of all, are we going to save $1 a day? Well, we might live the 24 and a half years, but chances are we're not going to save the money. If you haven't done it in the past 60 years, you're probably not going to do it in the next 25 years. So it gives you the ability to do something that you've always wanted to do, but it eliminates the risk, the time risk, okay, or the risk of not getting it done. But the other thing is you've been around longer than I have, but I know how my savings account is. It seems like any time I get money in there, something comes up. The car needs new tires, or the air conditioner breaks down, or something's always happening. And so our savings account becomes a revolving door. So this gives you the ability to have the benefits of the program, which obviously mean nothing to you, but mean a lot to your daughter.
Right.
But it doesn't put you in a difficult financial situation. Okay. And that's why I explain the flexibility also. It gives you the ability to say, well, I'm going to try it. I can try it. If it doesn't work, I can always reduce it down a little bit or leave it completely out.
Yeah.
But that, again, doesn't solve your problem. Your problem, your concern when you sent me the card was, when I die, where does my daughter get the money?
Yeah.
And that's the problem we solve. And that's why we give you the flexibility to say, well, this is what I can do. Okay, so I like to tell most of my clients in your position, try it. Try it at some level, because we can always change it.
Yeah.
Okay? Keep that in mind a second. Let me get some information from you, and we'll go through your options again for you. Do you have a middle initial? Two R's, two L's.
Yep.
And what is your daughter's name?
Susan.
Middle initial?
A.
And her last name?
A-M-S. Susan Ann Marie.
M-U-R-R-Y?
A-M. A-N-N.
Right, and her last name?
Marie.
Oh, Marie, Susan Ann Marie.
Just two middle names.
Okay, I'll just use the middle initial A then, because most time they start trying to put that on the computer and it kind of kicks it out.
It's Carol Barnes hyphenated.
Okay, C-A-R-R-O. Barnes, B-A-R-N-S?
N-E-S.
B-A-R-N-E-S. Okay, very good. And were you born in... That was on. And what is your social security number? Okay. And your approximate height and weight?
5'1", 180.
Need your autograph in a couple places here. That yellow line. And your one more, way on the bottom. Right there, need it. Done it a million times, right?
Yeah.
So I am. Okay. And what we can do, you get your benefits on the first of the month, is that correct? First or second or third?
Yeah, usually the first.
Okay. Why don't we set this up to have your first payment in September then, after you get your benefits then.
I know, I can't afford the 30. That would really be 570, but I would pay the house payment. And utilities, I know that.
Okay, let's take a look at it. You say you get six, how much?
606.
606, and your house payment is how much?
285.
285. Okay, and utilities usually average $100?
Yeah.
Year round, probably higher and lower, but
yeah.
Average 100, okay.
Average about 100.
And then, like cable TV and stuff like that, what's that run you?
$40,
okay. And water?
$40.
Okay. Groceries?
I get food stamps. Well, I get $97 in food stamps.
Okay. Which would actually go on this side of it. Okay, but what do you usually spend on groceries? A couple $100 a month?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, what else are we missing? Dog food. That's part of your groceries.
Yeah, my daughter's been buying the dog food. Okay.
Any, do you have a car?
Not since I had the wreck.
Okay. No car, so you're no car insurance or nothing like that, so.
Yeah, the guy didn't.
Someone's home from school.
Yeah. How are you?
Some bright shoes.
Shoes are flashing.
I know.
You're on fire, man. That's probably about it, isn't it? You know, expenses that come and go, you know. But again, of course, like you said, your daughter's helping with quite a bit of that also. I mean, because she's not living here for free. You said she takes care of the phone bill and probably helps with groceries.
Yeah, she buys the dog food and...
So actually, your monthly, if you had your food stamps in, you're about $700, $703, say $700. So basically, that drops it down to about 500 and some, 400, 300, 200. Take away the 80, leaves you around $100 a month. You know, and you have your incidentals, things like that. So again, I don't want to put you in a position where you can't buy groceries, but I also want you to realize, you know, when you pass away, this money's gone.
Right.
Okay. This expense is gone. Okay, but nothing else is.
Right.
Okay, that's the same, that's the same, that's the same, that's the same. Well, this will be a little bit less because you're not here to help eat the food. But you know, even if we cut that in half, okay, we make that $100. Well, there's $250, $280, almost $300 in expenses. Now there's that much less money. Now we throw in on top of the funeral expense, it creates a problem. So, again, you tell me, you know, maybe I should ask you this. When you sent me the card here a couple weeks ago, you knew it cost something. What did you feel would be an affordable payment?
I mean, that's all. I keep looking for something that I would be able to afford because we've talked about it.
Sure.
And
well, I'll be honest with you. Again, I've been in the business a long, long time. I've got over 4,000 clients. And I would say most of them are, and the reason I just did what I did, because you can tell this isn't the first time I've done this, okay? I have to do this with a lot of my clients that say, okay, let's break this whole thing down. Let's look at the budget. Let's take this out. Let's take this out. Let's see what's really left, because usually we have a few more dollars left than what we think. But the nice thing about this program, Mrs. Paul, is you know, like I said, you've been searching. You need to get into something, because the longer you keep waiting, and I'll tell you what, you're very fortunate that you're doing it when you're as young as you are, and really you're in pretty good health. Okay. Now, we've had several clients today, but the one gentleman was 82. You know, you take the same program at age 82 and you add, you double or triple the payments. Okay. That's a problem. Or you have someone who's got health problems, serious health problems. You know, that's when they really start looking into it. Well, you can continue to put this off and put this off and try to find the perfect program. It's not out there. Okay. Our program is probably as comprehensive as they come because of the immediate benefits and the flexibility. I mean, you get stuff from AARP, well, there's term life. The payments go up every 5 years. Globe Life comes in. You don't get any benefits the first 2 years. Mutual of Omaha, no benefits the first 2 years. There's a lot of programs out there, but you don't get the full package right up front. It's either, well, you get day one benefits, but then your payment's going to go up every 5 years, or you don't get any benefits the first 2 years, except for natural or accidental death. You know, so those are things that you have to kind of, you know, weigh out. And their program is going to cost about the same as ours. I mean, that's, we have to compete with that. The reason I can give you day one benefits is because I have to visually underwrite you. I had to witness you sign this. Okay, that's something the company requires. I had a lady last night. I talked on the phone. She was, just send it to me. I said, I can't do that.
Yeah.
She was just asking all the questions over the phone. Give me the price. And she was very comfortable with the price. She said, just send it to me. And I said, I can't do that. I'm going to have to come by. Well, when I got by, she said, no, I don't want you in my house and whatever. So, you know, everybody has their own concerns. But, you know, regardless. So I said, all I would say is get in somewhere so you at least have something, because it is buildable. Okay, even if you do a $7,000 benefit, that's better than nothing. Because Because in all honesty, what the other thing this gives your daughter is it gives her leverage at the funeral home.
Right.
Okay? It gives her a budget. She can walk into the funeral home and say, Mr. Fitzwater, my mother just passed away. I'm going to be getting a check for $7,000 from one of her insurance companies. That's all I have to spend. If you can't do it for $7,000, I'm going to have to go down the street. Well, they're not going to watch $7,000 to walk out their door.
Yeah.
Okay? But if she walks in right now and says, Mr. Funeral Director, we don't have anything. Chances are you're going to be cremated. It's going to be immediate cremation. There's no embalming, no casket, no visitation viewing, no nothing. Okay? If that's what you want, that's fine. That's what my dad had done. That was his choice. Okay? But the other thing is we look at the, again, the expenses are going to be incurred after you're gone. Okay? Let's take a look. Let's just walk it down in $1,000 increments. Let's see. You know, you get to where you're comfortable. See, the $10,000 is $34.14. You'll notice it's not going to change a whole lot.
Right.
Because you're so young and you're healthy. See, $9,000 is $30.98 or 99 cents. So it goes down $4. Okay? And you're going to see it do pretty much the same thing. $8,000. Now you're $27.83. So it went down $3, okay? $7,000, you're $24.67, okay? Well, that's $10 cheaper than a $10,000 program, okay? It gives you $7,000. So I don't like to go a whole lot less than that just because the funeral directors have asked us not to.
Yeah.
Because if we go less than that, it's just not going to be very comprehensive. So like I said, that's better than doing nothing is all I can say. And again, you've got about a month to think about it anyway. All I'm going to do is send your paperwork in, you know, this week. The company's going to send you back a policy the first part of September, and then you've got 30 days after that to think about it. If you don't want to send it back, they'll send your $24 back. No big deal. Okay, talk it over with your daughter and say, this is what I've done. And she might say, well, why didn't you do $10,000? I'll give you the extra $10.
Yeah.
You know, and we can change it. Just a matter of a phone call. It can be changed. That's no problem. So, but again, and it's really for her, it's to her advantage anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, you know, if she has to help you with it, if she pays half of it, if she pays 15, you pay 15, you know, she's the one that's going to get the money. You're not getting anything out of this. It's just costing you money, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's all it's going to do. So, like I said, you tell me. It's your program, but that's why I say, that's why I like this program so well, is because I don't make those determinations. You do. I don't determine how much benefit you have, or I don't determine what the cost is, because it's your program.
Yeah.
But you can try it anywhere you want.
I think I need to wait to her about it and see what she says. Because truthfully, I only have $24 today.
I don't need $24 today. I don't need that until next month. So don't worry about that. I don't need any money from you today. So don't worry about that. Okay, that's the furthest from my worries.
Yeah.
Okay, to be honest with you, and I wish your daughter was here because I would like to talk to her. But I'm going to be honest with you. What do you think your daughter's going to say? Put yourself in her mind, in her state of mind, in her frame of mind. You're gone. The funeral director just handed her a bill for $7,000. What do you think she... Yeah. Basically, it's going to come down to you. She's going to say, Mom, if you think we can afford it, then I think we probably ought to have something. You guys have already talked about this, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
You've been getting things in the mail. You've been seeing things on television. You got this car. So it's not like you haven't been talking about it.
Right.
So all I'm going to say is try it at some level. And if your daughter walks in 3 hours from now from work and she says, are you crazy? She says, we can't, you know, send it back to me. I'll send you money back, no questions asked. In fact, you can call me. I'll leave you my toll-free call number. You can call me before I even mail it in and say, no, it's not going to work. But no, I don't need any money from you until you get your Social Security benefits in September.
Yeah.
Fair enough? But that's what, in fact, let me just show it to you. Find my first life policy in here. There it is. That's a sample policy from First Life America. Okay. You have a 10-day right to examine the policy. It says you may cancel this policy by delivering or mailing a written notice to the selling agent or the company and by returning the policy before midnight of the 10th day after the policy is delivered. Well, you're not going to get it until probably sometime about the 10th of September. So you're going to get it about 20 days from now. You get 10 days after that. You got about 30 days. Okay. The policy will then be void and any premiums paid will be refunded to the owner. Notice given by mail and return of the policy by mail are effective on being postmarked and properly addressed and posted to pay. So basically, you can think about it, talk with your daughter about it. My concern is I don't live in... I live in Hayes, Kansas. I only get over here, I think the last time I was here was in April. I get over about every 4 months. Okay? Well, by the time I get back here, you're going to be a year older. So that $10,000 policy for $34.14 won't be there anymore. It'll be a little bit higher. Or the $7,000 for $24. So like I said, yeah, I want you to talk with your daughter about it, but do it while you're protected. So I said, there's no obligation or commitment on your part right now. There's no obligation at all from you, excuse me, until you get your benefits on the 1st of September. Okay? And I see you. And I'm going to leave you, I'll leave you a toll-free number on my business card. If she walks in the door tonight and tells you this is craziest thing you've ever done, just call me and let me know. Because all I need from you, I just need a voided check or some bank information, because what they'll do is they'll just set it up to come out of your account after your Social Security goes in. On the 1st, we'll probably set it up around the 3rd or 5th of the month.
Do you have to have a checking account?
Checking or savings.
I don't have a checking account.
You have a savings account? How do you get your benefits?
Through the mail. The mail up to me.
They don't require you to have those directly deposited? Really?
Uh-uh.
I thought everybody's was directly deposited.
SSI, they've been mailed ever since I've been audited.
Really? You don't have a checking or savings account?
No.
Yeah, no, they require that. That's one thing they do require. I mean, you could pay it on a quarterly basis, but that means you got to come up with $100 every quarter, which most of our clients can't do that. They just can't do it. Does your daughter have an account, checking or savings account? Really? That is unusual.
No.
That is unusual. So, no, I can't. These companies will not do anything on a monthly direct bill basis. Yeah. Sometimes I wish they would, but, you know, with costs going up as much as they have, you know.
We talked about getting one with winter coming on and stuff instead of
Yeah. Well, the thing is, you can get a savings account, and they don't cost anything. Checking account sometimes costs a little bit, pay so much a month or whatever, but savings account don't cost anything. And you can have things directly deposited into them. You need a debit card on savings, Larry, or is that on checking only?
I think they have for savings.
Yeah. That.
Okay.
And you give me a call if you get an account.
Stop by oneanddonetraining.com. That's the number one, ANDDONE, training.com. There you'll find our blog, media library, and ongoing training to help with your final expense career. Thanks. We'll see you there.